There's something good about being the guy that arranges the speeches. Because, no, because, you know, it doesn't, even when there's a lot of guys, I get to speak if I want. You got it. And with preparing, without preparing, everything is good. But there's so much to talk about. So much to talk about. And it's really special. Really special. So the sugya, the sugya that we would love to talk about right now, I think it is the sugya of the time. It has nothing to do with the people, but it has to do with the time. It's the sugya of love. Okay? Can we discuss love? I would like to discuss love. Now, it's a rough topic. Okay, so another schmooze. Okay. We know that the side of the highest level possibly. It's a machlekes if it's a highest level. The highest level is Avas Hashem, v'havta es Hashem l'kecha v'cha. We say Shema. Right after you say Shema, Kabbalah Se'om HaChashmaim, Pasuk number one, Ve'ahavta es Hashem Lekecha, V'chol Levo, V'chol, V'chol Nash, V'chol, V'chol Meidecha. That's what we have. So it's love. It's about love. We're supposed to reach to love. Now, there's so many different things in this world that all feelings that we have, any feeling that we have is really a feeling of love towards certain things. You know, when people say, oh, yeah, I love that peanut. You know, like the ice cream. I love that car. I love. It's, you know, it might be a little misplaced. You know, some people are, you know, the ones who just love everything, and you know, and they're a little bit mixed up. You can't love everything. There's only a certain amount of emotion that you are able to have. But our goal is to reach love. Now, I just wanted to say, there's a few things, and I don't know, I jotted down a few things, and let's see what we get to, and how it plays out. Okay, for, you know, another 30% of the guys just came up, so we'll start from the beginning. We're talking about, the sugya over here is love, okay? It's a sugya of love, and we're talking about real love, no. Real love, what are you supposed to love? The yisoid of everyone is to be able to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, straight into the Ahavta. That's the everybody. So Purim, love. The yisoid of Purim. Why Purim is even greater than Yom Kippur. There's so many different things with Makabel Torah. Again, how we Makabel Torah ba'ahava. We call it through me avas anes. Hashem made a nes for us. We were so happy. He did something for us, and now we're running back into Him. We feel it. We're like holding on to it. We love it. We're trying to grab on. That's avas anes. We say Yom Purim and Yom Kippur, right? Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is really the highest day that we could really connect to. And I'm going to try to explain why we feel Yom Kippur is such a holy day. It's because it's easier for us to connect to fear than love. Yom Kippur, we're scared. You're scared. You know, you have to do tshuva now, or else it's over. You have a few minutes left. You have a few minutes left to do tshuva, or else you might not have a good year. Things won't be good. It's like you threaten. When you threaten someone, so then you're scared. Then the other side gets scared. So Yom Kippur is scared. So we get scared, and therefore we're able to daven well, and we fast because we're worried and we're scared, and we have to do tshuva, and we have to get better, and that's why we like it so much. And that's not like it. That's why we connect to it, because we're able to connect better to tell me what to do. You know, some yeshivas are not so into structure. Some yeshivas are a little more into structure. Some yeshivas are very into structure. Some yeshivas make believe they're into structure, and they're really not. But when someone tells you what you have to do or else, the word or else is the best thing, because you have to do it. You don't have a choice. So then you do it, and then you grow, and you become bigger. And we can connect to that. And we can connect to Yom Kippur. But when a person, when we get into the concept of Purim, It's a decision on our own because Hashem was good to us. And we even had to figure out that Hashem is good to us. Like we said, the Purim, we spoke about this in our share at least, that Purim was over a long course of time. It's a 9-year process. And you can't really figure it out in the Megillah unless Mordechai and Esther put it in the whole Megillah. Other people wouldn't have been able to figure it out that it's a whole big, long path to victory. And one thing has to do with the other one. It's you have to figure it out and you have to realize, ah, Hashem is doing something for me. Look into life and realize, wow, look at my opportunity, look at my capabilities, look at where I got, look at where I'm getting, and then give back to the other side. It's harder for us. We're not so in touch with ourselves. We think that a real good steak is something that we love, and then an hour later, we're stuck in the bathroom. It's not real. It can't be real. You can't say that you love that movie, and you love going to a ball game, and you love when people are machaved you, and you love getting rich. It's not everything. It's overused. There's a love is something real, and it's something that it's enough to help me grow and get better. I was just thinking, I didn't really want to talk about Purim. Get involved, but I didn't want. But it's not really Purim. We say, Shoshanas Yaakov. Shoshanas Yaakov. What's the Shoshana?
Rose.
Nice. Right. That's good. Thank you, Avi. Shoshana is a rose. A rose. There's one of the. I think this may be somewhere around Samach something in Tehillim. Talks about Mamaseach al Shoshanim. Maybe then pays. And Rashi over there says that Talmid Chachamim are compared to a Shoshana, compared to a rose. A rose is a beautiful flower. It's a beautiful flower. And it says a Talmid Chacham is martivin, are noim kishoshana. They're martivin. They're wet and they're soft and they have a good smell like a shoshana, like a rose. That's a Talmid Chacham. Now a Talmid Chacham doesn't look like he's having so much fun in his life, but he's committed and he works hard. And who said this? Who said the Rivgav? Yeah, the Shoshana with the thorns. It's not easy to be the Shoshana because there's thorns all over. There's thorns all over. He was talking about putting your hand in and out of the rose bush. But something nice, something that's real, something that has something in itself. It rises above the you have to work. It's not easy. Figure it out, and then you'll appreciate. I think that's the part of love that we have to realize. Now, before we get into a little bit from the parsha, whatever we can get, there's just a bunch of things on the paper, and we'll try to figure out what I mean. But there's something which I always like. We're heading up to it's in exactly a week. We will be at Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Now, Nisan is the beginning of the spring. Now, it's geschmack that Pesach is always in the spring. You know, it's a great time to go to, you know, to a Pesach program, right? You know what I'm saying? Like in the spring when everyone's, you know, all the taifas are blossoming, it's a great time for Pesach programs. But Rashi says in Chumash that Pesach. That Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim b'chodesh ha'aviv, took us out chodesh of the spring when everything's blossoming, and thank you Hashem, and it's beautiful. That's chodesh aviv. Now, what does that have to do with chodesh ha'aviv? Now, there's so many other ways you could bring out this point, but it makes a difference if it's chodesh ha'aviv and not chodesh ha'aviv that has to do with the yitzias Mitzrayim. Since Mitzrayim, we were slaves for 400 or 210 years, however you want to look at it. we were slaves, and they were killing our kids and everything. And then there was a whole close to a year of Makis on Mitzrayim, and Hashem let us out. And does it make a difference to you if it's raining outside, or if it's nice outside, if it's freezing cold outside? They didn't have time to make their bread. They were holding it on their back, and they went out of Mitzrayim, just get me out of this place, get me out of... Now why? What's the difference if it was B'chodesh Ha'aviv Yatzasim Mitzrayim? Yatzasim Mitzrayim. What does that have to do with the Chodesh Ha'aviv? And we find a similar thing in many other areas. And I heard many years ago, and I heard it again many times, that the pshat is that Chodesh Ha'aviv, Hashem is telling you something, when he takes it out of Mitzrayim, that there's an extra good. There's one extra thing good. It's good, Hashem. Not only is Hashem taking you out of Mitzrayim because you deserve it, and we did deserve to get out of Mitzrayim after we went through all that, and we got better, and we were ready to keep the Torah. Hashem needed a nation to keep the Torah, so it made sense that He took us out of Mitzrayim, and He chose us. Thank you, Hashem, for choosing us. I'm very proud to be your nation. I'm Segula, very nice. But there's one, like that extra thing, besides that, you know, it's like, you know that nice guy when, you know, in shul, that you're in shul, and he gives the kids the lolly with a smile?
Amen.
He's a nice guy. That is something that, it creates the extra. Let's realize that there's always extra. There's more. Hashem is always giving more. And Pesach is a time that we became the nation. And not only that we're doing because we have to do it, we're doing it because Hashem wants us. And if we feel that Hashem wants us, then we're proud and we're happy and we enjoy. And we can even say we love to try to do our best to reciprocate and to do the same thing and give back what we are getting. So I think that's something that we get to see from both Purim and Pesach, and it's not a coincidence that they come together. In the beginning of the parsha, tell me when you guys want to leave. Okay, because there's really no end. Truth is, everything like boils down to when are you doing it for real or you're not doing it for real. But the whole concept of the Mishkan, the Mishkan that we started. I'm saying Truma, Tetzave, Kisisa, Vayakal, and Pikude. The whole thing is the building of the Mishkan. In the middle, we have an egel. Right? So I can discuss the egel, which is also has to do with that. But the yisoid of the Mishkan. How did we get the Mishkan? Hashem wanted. Says the pasuk, Kol Nediv Liboy Yivieha. Bring stuff to the Mishkan. You have to want to do it. In other places, you don't have to want. There's all kinds of riots in the beginning of Truma, and also in the beginning of this week's parasha, that there's a concept of the Mishkan has to be from people who want to do it. You have to want to give the present. It didn't say, we'll see this in this coming week's parasha, it didn't say exactly how much has to be brought. It's just what you're supposed to give to the Mishkan. And then Moshe just said, bring it. And people were bringing, and people were bringing, and bringing, and bringing, and bringing, and then there was too much. And then Moshe said, oh, you have to stop. There's actually a steer in the psukim over there. What's the pshat? The pshat is that if you say an exact amount, then it's sort of, oh, I have to bring. It's needed. No, it's not needed. You want to bring? Then bring. The Targum says, very, very interesting Targum. Targum says that the Nashim, the woman, brought their earrings for the Mishkan. The men's earrings were used for the Egel, and the women brought their earrings for the Mishkan. It says in the Targum that they brought their earrings. They were wearing them. They came to the Mishkan while they were wearing them, and when they got to the place to give it, they took it off and they gave it. Like, I mean, come on, you knew what you're doing. What's the point in that in the whole show? You didn't have to make a whole thing about it. Just put it in a bag and then send it with your husband to the place. So he says the pshat is that showed that was a feeling of I really want this. But you know what I want to do even more? I want to give it to you. Because you're giving, there's a Gemara that says, I don't know, I don't remember what it was talking about, that a kid wants to eat. A kid has to do with Torah. It says that when we're learning, it's like we're learning the Torah from the mouth of Hashem. And the drush is as similar to a kid that he sees his father eating something, and he wants to take the thing the father's eating. There could be another one right here. You could have two donuts, which are basically the same. If I take this one, my kid thinks that one, and I'm getting ready to eat it, my kid thinks that one is better because I have it. They want what I have. That's we're supposed to, like, Hashem is learning with us, and it's like we're doing it together with Him. They wanted to bring themselves the stuff to the. How you doing?
Speech.
It's a speech.
I don't know about this.
Okay, I didn't put up a sign. So they themselves wanted to bring their earrings while they're wearing it. That was a feeling of I want to do it. The pasuk says that when they brought it says v'hamelacha, the stuff that was done for the Mishkan, hoysa dayam, it was enough. This is in this week's parasha in Vayakal. Hoysa dayam was enough, and then v'hoyser. And it was even more than was necessary. And l'chara, that's a stira. I've heard many people ask the question, it's a stira. Was it enough or was it more? Make up your mind. That doesn't make any sense. There was the right amount and even more. So you don't say it was the right amount. Dayam is the right amount. So you could say that they didn't need to bring any more because it was too much. There was too much that they stopped. The lashon of pasuk was dayam. It was the right amount. V'hoysen was even more. Kasha. So I heard a pshat once. I think it was here in the Beis Medrash, but I heard it from someone else. I heard it. I think the first time I heard it was I heard a recording from Reuven. Someone. So anyways, he said pshat like this. He said it from someone. He said that there's a concept of one thing is the actual material that we brought to the Beis HaMikdash. And that was used that from Bezalel, he decided where everything goes, which gold goes where, and which silver goes there, and the strings, and exactly which part to use it for. Whose gold was used for the Aron Kodesh? Your gold or his gold? So Bezalel was able to understand, did you give it with the right kavana, or did he give with a better kavana? And that's where the goal went, exactly where it was supposed to be, because the people that gave it with more love, that went to the right place. So there was the material that was given, and then there was the rutzen. So the gold itself and the wood and the silver and whatever is used for Beis HaMikdash, all the things that the Torah lists, that was made the actual structure of the Beis HaMikdash. But what was the kedusha of the air of the Beis HaMikdash? That was from the ratzon to give even more than I'm able to give. What I gave is the material of the building. They built the mizbeach. They built the menorah. They built the krushim, and they had all kinds of material on top of the mishkan. That was the material of what was given. But then there was kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash. There is no amount to kedusha. It was exactly a right amount of material, but the ratzon to give even more. There's no end to that, and that we could still be giving that. And I heard this Reuven, I forgot his name. He said that when you want to know today, how could we build a Beis HaMikdash? You know, we have this thing that in kindergarten they said that every mitzvah you do is another brick to build a Beis HaMikdash, right? And we're really up to right here, And it just has to get to here. It's one more layer. And if we do mitzvahs right now, we're going to build the Beis HaMikdash. And it's all true. I shouldn't be making fun. But, whatever. Obviously, it's higher than my kindergarten teacher thought. And it's like even higher than your kindergarten teacher thought. And whatever, the ones right now are the ones that are right. There's only one more layer and we have to do more mitzvahs. Okay, or maybe you guys knocked down some of the bricks that I put up and therefore it didn't happen yet. I don't know. There's some reason why it's not working yet. However, there's something that we could do. We could build the Beis HaMikdash. We have the ability now to build the Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash. That comes from our Ratzon to do well, to want and to love the Avodah that we do to serve Hashem. And that is no end. And there's no end to how much Kedusha could be in the Beis HaMikdash. The Rashba could create Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash. The Vilna Gaon create Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash. The Baal Shem and the Baal HaTanya can make Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash. It's all different part, and it's all needed for the Beis HaMikdash. Every single part is needed for the Beis HaMikdash. And I could want to do even more for Hashem. Mitoch Ava and Mitoch Love for Hashem, I want to do another mitzvah. And I try to do another mitzvah. And even if I don't succeed 100%, since I really, really tried and I really wanted to do it, I am building the airspace in the Beis HaMikdash. And the airspace in the Beis HaMikdash has absolutely no limit. And that's our job. And that's our job, building the Beis HaMikdash. And that's what I said. That's what real love is. Real love is one thing. You can't love many people. Yesterday I was learning something. There's three kinds of love. There's three levels of love, and each one has its own thing. There's a love from a father to son. We look Hashem to us, or whatever, a son to a father. Now that's not breakable. In other words, a father is a father. You can't get out of a father as a father. And there's a certain love that the father has. He might not use it properly, but it's something that's existing. You can't stop that. Then there's a next level, something you chose. You chose like a wife, but it is breakable because you could get divorced. And then there's some friends that you can have. Some love is inherently there. You know, a love, a parent love, Hashem creates and makes part of you. And it can't stop. You could damper it and you could mess it up and you could use it wrong. A love that at least a wife has to a husband, if a wife cheats on her husband, she is going against it. She could break it. You could break that. You could only have one love. That's something that we created. We are like married to Hashem. We have a choice. We could love or we could not. You can't love ice cream as much as you love Hashem. It doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense. You can't. Even if you enjoy eating ice cream and you could feel the enjoyment to eating ice cream more than you feel the enjoyment to putting on tefillin, it's still, you can't love ice cream more than you love Hashem. It doesn't work. It's not going to be. It's impossible. And then there's love of friends, which is great. You can have 100 friends. You might have a connection to some more than others. But there's levels. You have to know what you're talking about, what you're enjoying, what you say. Don't misuse the word love. That's not called love. You have to know how to put it on the right thing. This is called love. That's not called love. You have to figure it out. Have a wonderful day.